Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and our study is Understanding Scripture, Part 2, The Truths Our Practice is Built On. In this session, we'll be looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19, stewardship. When the topic of stewardship comes up, most people automatically think about money. While money is the primary way Scripture speaks of stewardship, God's concept of stewardship goes far beyond how we use His money. In truth, stewardship deals with the condition of our heart. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19 says that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. As Christians, God has entrusted us with the gospel. We've been given the saving message of His eternal plan as His representatives to a lost world. However, when Jesus talks about stewardship, He almost always used money or material wealth as an example. There are several reasons He did so. First, it's something to which everyone can relate. In a world obsessed by money, it's something we all understand. Second, how we use money demonstrates where we place our priorities, whether we're living for this world or for the world to come. And then third, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, so each of us will be tempted to misuse it. And that makes it a good measure of our spiritual devotion. Let's consider just for a little bit a practical understanding of what stewardship is, and then some of the truths which come out of that understanding. First, what is stewardship? Well, Ron Blue, who wrote Master Your Money, defines stewardship as the use of God-given resources for the accomplishment of God-given goals. Another scholar wrote, stewardship involves relationships between an owner, a steward, a resource, and the purpose for that resource to be used. Listen, God is the owner of all things. Christians are the stewards of His resources, and His eternal plan is the purpose for their use. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, very clearly, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. The purpose for stewardship is so that we can be busy advancing His kingdom. So what is stewardship? Well, it is using our God-given resources to accomplish God's purpose on earth. Second, there are self-evident truths about stewardship. You've heard all of this before, but it's helpful to be reminded of the basics of our faith. God owns it all. You don't own a thing. Everything you think is yours is really God's. The world may say you have legal rights to the things God has entrusted to you, but make no mistake about it. You don't own them. Luke chapter 12, verse 16, down to verse 21. Then He spoke a parable to them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops? So he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided. So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. And God will hold us accountable. The parable of the talents in Matthew 25 is about stewardship. What's the point? When he comes back, Jesus is going to hold us accountable for what he left in our care. Luke chapter 12, verse 42 to 48. And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his master will make ruler over his household to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find doing so when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. But if that servant says to his in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat the male and female servants, and to eat and drink and be drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he's not looking for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. But he who did not know, yet committed things deserving of stripes, shall be beaten with few. For everyone to whom much is given, from him much is required, and to whom much is committed, of him they will ask the more. How we'll all stand before Jesus and give an answer for how we have used his resources. Stewardship reveals our true heart. Many Christians have never come to realize that God owns it all. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus tells us that you cannot serve God and riches. You cannot spend your life in love with God in the pursuit of material things. Whatever captivates us so that we spend our lives pursuing it, will have the devotion of our entire being. Matthew 6:21, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Stewardship requires faith. When you look around, you see people who don't know God prospering. In Psalm 73, verses 2 and 3, the writer says, but as for me, my feet had almost stumbled. My steps had nearly slipped, for I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no pangs in their death, but their strength is firm. It's easy to walk by sight and not by faith. But eternity is reality. But this life is temporal and passing away. Verse 17 of that same Psalm 73 brings back the proper perspective. He says, I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their end. Let me suggest three ways to practice good stewardship in your Christian life. Analyze how you use time, talents, and treasures. Do you really believe God owns everything you have? Is that belief manifested in your actions? What is your life priority? Making money for yourself or expanding God's kingdom? How is that demonstrated? Can others see your desire in life is expanding God's kingdom? If not, what would they say is your desire? Listen, get your priorities straight. Jesus is very clear and very plain. He says that we are to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then become active. It's time to start serving. It's time to start giving. It's time to start living like Jesus owns it all, and you are a steward who will be found faithful when the master returns. Let me ask you these questions. What area of your life needs rearranging? Where do your priorities need to be realigned with God's priorities? How much of your time are you spending pursuing the kingdom of God and His righteousness? Are you giving faithfully back to God with the tithe and offerings? When you stand before Him someday, what will He say? You give all that some serious thought, and you have a great day.